Breaking news. The news is broken, y'all. 25 and over has a problem. And the problem is, moving forward, Renee, aka Miss Renee Proper, will no longer be part of the 25 and over club. She's getting busy with, you know, her hair business and...
Wolf told you to behave.
I'm behaving.
Wolf told you to behave and you started.
I'm behaving.
You're doing good right
I'm
now.
I'm doing good.
You're doing good right now.
She got, and like, she's doing really good with her hair business and following her dreams. And we wish Renee the best of luck in all endeavors.
Shout out, Renee.
Shout out to Renee.
Yeah, shout out, Renee.
So, while we'll ask for the audience and the fans that tune into this show every week, every day, that they can. So please continue to support the show, watch the show, and there's a lot more great things coming in. A lot of great things.
Understatement.
Hello?
A lot of great things happening.
A whole lot of texting with no conversations. Shit, it's a renaissance. It's a rebirth.
It's a renaissance, man.
It's a rebirth. But today I have two people that's on this show. Mm-hmm. This is about to be like the Wendy Williams show when they was trying to figure out who the next co-host going to fucking be. It's going to be a lot of in and out, in and out.
Wendy did not like that shit. Shout out to you, Wendy. Yo, I fucking love her. She's a diva. No, I don't like them. Get out. Now.
Yeah. So the lady was doing her nails. She said, are you stupid?
Yeah, she said, are you stupid?
Are you stupid?
Why'd she say that, though?
The dementia. But wait, I have two guests I got to introduce. So you know him from on being on the show. He comes at least once a month, like a host period. And
I'm part of the show, man.
And hello. We have the one that y'all enjoyed a lot recently. She's back on the show. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be filling in the next couple of episodes, helping try to figure this out. But we got the queen herself, Little Miss Drill Fairy.
Claire.
How you doing?
You got to teach me that.
How you doing?
Hi, gang. I'm back.
This is a new journey for me. I'm probably going to get a lot of DMs today. Like, what the fuck happened? Yeah. America has a problem.
Life is about growth, man.
Growth. On both sides.
I'm scared.
You scared?
I'm scared because it's like, damn, this year has been a rough, okay? This year has been a lot for me personally. So I'm just like, I am a little scared of like, damn, what's next? I have so many great things lined up. Yeah. Better opportunities coming also. You know, gang.
Couple more dollars.
Hello? How you doing? And I think everybody from the listeners to the fans to the supporters from y'all know how passionate I am about podcasting. Sure. And I think God put things in my life to turn it up another notch. I think I told you this one day off the mic, like, I think God throw things at you for you to recreate yourself and see how you handle it and deal with it. And that's that. I mean, I'm not going to... What, this is a See the Thing Is podcast?
I mean, I'm happy for you and I'm also happy for Renee. Like, yes, everybody's passion is not the same. Everybody's drive is not the same. Right. Nobody is, oh, you wrong because you wanted more or you right because you wanted less. It's just... You got to feel the vibes. And sometimes vibes move your space and you got to just keep on moving with that shit. So
I wish it could have worked out, bro. I really wish it could have. But she got to do what's best for her, though.
Before we started the show, what did you ask me before we started the show, before she came?
Oh, I was asking you. I was like, damn, how did I ask you, though?
Asked me with the utmost respect, though.
I was like, you don't think pussy feel better than like...
No, that's not what you said. Yo, Billy, so for Shorty was come up to you.
Oh, yeah. For Shorty was like, Billy, I really want you to come home with me tonight. Like,
what would you do?
Right.
I said, for what?
That's what he said. He said, for what?
Like, you going to say for what?
Like, you want me a fucking nigga? Like, you want to watch a man fuck me?
But
like,
I was asking him because I'm just thinking, like, pussy don't feel better than an asshole, bro. And his reply was, it's tight. And I'm like, is that the only metric for it being tight?
But you've had sex with guys that have sex with women. So what was they...
I gotta ask him, but this nigga won't answer because he's still mad at me. But I also told him I don't like it because some pussy just look nasty.
We don't want those.
I don't want that. Like, some bitches' pussy look like roast beef. So it's just like, I don't want, like, it just look like, like a just, dumpling.
At least with a penis. Dumpling. I know I said before penis is ugly, but they are. But it's more pleasurable to look at. than to look at a girl, some coochies. It's like they shit look good on the outside. As soon as you open that shit, it's like, it looks like a tree bark. Like it's dying.
Yo,
that's why I don't like women. You see, oh my God.
See, she don't like
and it. I'm a female.
It looks scary.
And you know, I get girls send me videos and shit.
Yeah,
and
you
I
know
just
they
be
gonna
like,
kill you for this for real. Cause it's like, oh, women empowerment. Like, we gotta make women
listen,
feel better about
I'm not with that shit. Like, on some real shit. The bitch has been treating me bad in this business lately. Mm. They throw shade at me. All that women empowerment shit. Listen. I don't want to empower with none of these bitches out here. Like, I don't give a fuck about them. I realized that it's women out here that been through what I've been through. Mm. And I had to start opening up to females. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And I love women and stuff, but some of y'all pussies is ugly. What the fuck y'all want me to do?
If I was to eat her pussy, it would have to be
with some rye bread and pickles on the side. A fucking roast beef sandwich. Fuck. Let me tell you.
Yeah, it would have to be, like, you have to take a picture first, and I have to be like, you know, in the lineup.
They gonna filter
it. I'm gonna have to go, like, they bitches built a pussy?
Oh, my God.
Because one thing I'm not afraid of, I'll send a nigga a picture of me, because I'm proud. I got stretch marks and shit, but my pussy is, like, Young pussy. Because I have 4 C-sections. I have advantage over y'all bitches. I might have to line on my stomach, but that pussy is everything.
Yo.
So I'm proud. So I will send all the niggas on Instagram my coochie. Yo. I'm quite sure all the niggas could show each other my coochie pictures. I'm not even. Listen, it is what it is. Because it's a vagina, but you can definitely filter it.
Oh, my God. I never thought people filtered it. But you know what? There is a picture that I once filtered. And I put it in black and white. Sometimes black and white help everything.
Wait, filtering they pictures of their vagina?
Penis?
Yeah, some people filter it in.
You ever filtered your pictures?
No, the fuck? No.
Wolf don't even send out nudes.
He send out nudes. Yo, you think Wolf is Fuquan. This is Wolf, a.k.a. Fuquan. That's your alter ego.
Yeah, that's my alter ego. No.
That nigga probably home in the Tim's like, bend over, bitch. It's like, Wolf. Oh my gosh.
Raquan, yeah. I know you would like this.
Yeah, I think Wolf ain't like that.
All right, so let's start the show off with the, you know, single married situationship. And if it's your first time watching the show,
you know what we came here for.
You know what the fuck we came here for. The single married situationship segment is where we talk about dating, relationships, and everything underneath the umbrella, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna say I'm tired of dating these fuck niggas, but I also love it. And every day I be talking about I want to stop talking to both niggas, but I'm in love with two niggas at the same time.
Two?
Yes.
It sounds like a headache, bro.
Damn.
Love is crazy. But I like Atlanta Babe a lot. I like his vibe. I like his energy. He's such a blessing. I think he go to church. Like, amen to that.
You know what?
And then I have Nail Tech, who's just he loves like black protests and Black Lives Matter ass type of nigga.
You like that?
Yeah, and I like that.
You like that?
Yeah.
How do these niggas feel about you talking about both of them on your fucking podcast?
But you're not like a polygamist, right?
Polygamist?
I don't know. What is it called?
Polyamorous.
Polygamous.
So are you?
No, I'm not. But I'm dating, so I could like both. But if they...
Can they like someone else too, and you wouldn't feel no type of way?
Right now they can, because I'm not in the relationship. But you know, in all honesty, I'm the realest nigga, you know. I'm a little toxic. And this show, one of them watches the show, so it's like...
That's what I'm saying. Like, when they hear this shit and they hear it, it's like...
But let's be real. Atlanta's in Atlanta.
What the internet is...
That's Atlanta universal. Take, what, 2 hours to go? Get there, hour?
It's right there.
I know, but I can't really...
So what is it, like a phone thing?
It's not even. It's a vibe thing. It's just something about him. One, he look good. I think that's the thing. He just look good. But I know, like, when I get words of affirmation and motivation from him. He's a really great guy who looks really good with a really big-sized penis.
You think people can have, like, FaceTime relationships?
I know people that do it. Can you do it?
FaceTime?
I mean, yeah, I could do it.
FaceTime, really?
I could do it.
You're going to be like, show me your titties.
I mean, yeah. It got to be like that, though. You know, we got to keep shit spicy. Shit got to be crazy. Like, going to... You at work right now? Go in the bathroom real quick. Do some... I don't know. You know what I mean? It got to be like that.
Yeah.
But how... Like, I know somebody...
Like, you driving right now?
He was... Right. Oh, see, that's... You got...
You know what I mean? Shit got to be wild.
Yeah. Like, yeah, but now that you horny, you need to fuck somebody.
No, you don't. It depends on the person. You know what I mean? Like, that's not how my body set up. I don't got to go fuck nobody. Sorry. If me and you in a relationship that's long distance, which preferably not, my nigga, because that's some tough ass shit. But
that's hard.
It's hard, but I'll do it though. You know, it's just gotta be mad spicy. You know what I mean?
Like, he gotta be mad rich.
You at your front desk right now?
Look, front desk.
You at the desk?
You at the copy machine? Put that ass on there.
Yep. Hey, for real, though. It gotta be like that.
They still got copy machines, though?
Yeah.
They better not.
Somewhere, nigga.
They have copy machines.
Well, I don't work in the office.
I don't want to put my butt on that. That shit going to look flat like that. It's going to look like two parallel lines.
Wait, so you can't do a FaceTime, you said?
No, I can't do a FaceTime relationship. Like, I don't even want to.
I mean, I'm assuming, assuming if the guy is somebody that you, like, connect with, you super attracted to, he just not next to you. He not.
Oh, yeah, we could do that.
That's
but
what I mean.
Some of these guys be so upset that you, like, I'm a FaceTimer.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to call. We FaceTime.
It's the next best thing.
But people be so upset. Like, you got to have an appointment to FaceTime.
You
I hate that
people
shit.
People are like that. I'm not, I don't like that either.
I don't like that. I want to see you when you wake up, like.
Yo, my ex was like that. She was just like, don't call me unless we, like, plan it. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I'm your fucking boyfriend.
I beg your pardon? Yeah, no, I mean, boyfriend, girlfriend, yes. Dating, you can't just call me out the blue and I'm looking like, who, hello?
The only reason why you can't call. The only reason why you can't call me out the blue is if I got other bitches around. So if a nigga say, like, don't call me out the blue, he only saying that because it's like, because I'm fucking somebody else
right now. Or he in a relationship.
It's not a good time. Yeah. Or I'm in a relationship. Don't call me right now. This is not a good time.
Like, I'm learning all the hidden tricks on the iPhone, and I'm like, damn, where was this shit at when I was married? Like, god damn.
Yo, I think...
You would have been cheating?
I was cheating without that shit.
No, but I do think it doesn't mean for a person, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're cheating. Sometimes you always want to be presented and look your best when you're on FaceTime with somebody. You don't want to look raggedy.
Like, you know, that's true. Because you can have, it's literally the next best thing. So I got to treat it as if you right in front of me.
Yeah, and you want to make sure you look presentable. You don't want to answer the FaceTime with a bonnet. I would say during the dating stage. But if y'all in a relationship, live together, you're going to get that FaceTime. What time you coming home?
Like, nigga, please. Yeah. I remember, when I first met my ex, I used to fucking wake up, wash my face, put makeup on, do a little, and go back to sleep. He used to be like, yo, you don't even look like you ever slept. And I'm like, because I didn't. Like, I used to go so hard. Like, nigga, we 10 years in, and I'm still doing that.
I like that, though.
Yeah.
Like, I like the, like, you still excited to leave a good impression.
I just didn't want him dissing me. Like, when we got to an argument, you know, I had to always cross my T's.
Well, so what do guys do to keep a good impression with women? I think one is obviously have a fresh haircut at all times.
For sure, yeah. You just got to be presentable, like, at all times. Yeah, and stay consistent, you know what I mean? Like, stay consistent. Keep doing the shit you was doing from the jump. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because women watch.
That's important. Because niggas fall off. Niggas, like, start the relationship off, like, being charming, being cute, being thoughtful. Mm-hmm. And then, like, 6 months in, they didn't have to pussy a couple times. And now they lean all the way back with that shit. Mm-hmm. And she like, nigga, what happened?
Like, Fat Joe.
I'd had a shorty do me like that. Like, me and my ex was getting ready to break up. I'm sorry if you're listening to this. I'm telling all the business and shit. But, like, we broke up.
You're a podcaster.
Right.
That's your job.
We broke up. We broke up. And then she was, like, literally showed me screenshots of how I used to talk to her, like, 2 years ago when I met her. And she was like, you used to talk to me like this. Like, you used to be so romantic. And then I was like, fuck, nigga. I was going in 2 years ago. But a nigga stopped.
Yeah, because y'all done had sex 762 times in that time. Like, what?
It just pissed me off, you know what I mean?
Let me just ask this question. So you had sex with a female. It wasn't all of that, but it was okay. But she get up and cook a really good meal for you.
Are you asking me?
Yeah. Like, how would you feel about that? You had sex with her.
That. I would love
the
that.
Sex wasn't all of that.
But she cooked, she made a really good meal.
Like, she got up and really cooked. She made a really good meal.
I would love that. That would be amazing. I would love that. That would be amazing.
And that will make you come back.
I mean, I don't know if it will make me come back because if it don't make sense, it don't make sense. But, like, I would I would have a certain kind of respect for her. Like, maybe she need my help one day with something. Like, it's like, oh, my car broke down, or like, I'm in a pinch,
Okay.
I'll remember you, because I think for you to get up and making a meal to me, that's like a very beautiful thing. You don't got to do that, you know? Mm-hmm. So the fact that you did that, it's like, yo, that mean a lot to me, especially if the pussy was trash. It's like, yo,
but you seeing how you say that, like, men don't value that, because
that's unfortunate.
I was with somebody and I did that shit every day.
The pussy, like, was trash?
No, I mean, I got up and cooked.
And cooked, and that didn't mean shit.
And it wasn't nothing. Yeah, it got crazy to the point where it just was like,
no, that's
bitch,
crazy.
we just had sex. What you gonna do? And for you this year, like, it got...
Nah, because the thing is, it's like, if you... So I don't cook, right? I know how to cook. I'll never starve, but I don't cook. So when you don't cook and you don't got nobody to cook around you, you know what that is like. It's like, damn, like, I don't really have access to a good meal unless I pay for one. And after you've been in that for like a long amount of time, you realize like, yo, I see why it's important to be around people. So when you get around somebody and they bringing that to your life, it's like, yo, thank you so much. I appreciate this because I can't give this to myself. That's a beautiful thing when somebody's like, I'm going to go. That's not a, like, I can't be in the kitchen and be in there for a long time. It frustrates me. My minute, I'll clean before I do that. Somebody going to go into the kitchen and do that and then like have two plates ready. That's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Because I don't have that in me. That's not my ministry. You know what I mean?
Some men just take advantage of the situation. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. And that's unfortunate.
That's why these niggas better get a bag of Doritos on their way out my motherfucking door. I know that. I ain't cooking shit.
That's how they already eating. That's why if you cooking, it's like, yo, I'll fuck around and eat some fucking.
You know what? I can relate to that.
Chicken and rice and chicken pink and shit. Like, what the fuck?
Stop, because I made raw chicken before, but
and I make chicken pretty good. Let me not say that.
Now I can cook.
All jokes aside,
but I will cook a nigga franks and beans. That is my favorite go to meal. And bitches, stop cooking these niggas chicken alfredo.
Niggas making franks and beans.
Yeah, we tired of chicken alfredo. The frank and beans got it. They got to be bushes, and they got to be the maple.
Wait. So niggas, they can make franks and beans, but they can't make alfredo.
Well, franks and beans is like a special dish.
Nah, fuck out of here.
We only eat that during certain times.
Yeah.
With some rice. I like mine with rice.
Me
I put
too.
Some mustard and relish.
No.
Yes.
No,
my God.
Hell no.
Like...
Hell no! Nah.
It's a struggle delicacy.
Give me the salmon and the alfredo, please.
I mean,
nobody wants alfredo.
I'm tired. Like, it's just like
niggas are tired of alfredo.
Franking beans, nigga.
Me a good night meet with me with a guy with me cooking. If I know I'm a nigga gonna come over, or I'm gonna go over there.
Okay.
I'll do if it's a Friday, I'll do some fried whitings with some salad, yellow rice.
I hate fried fish.
But I'll do bake if he. You know, like that's a good vibe. A little wine. Like I know how to make a nigga feel good. Don't get it. I'm not hard all the time. Yeah. Like this, I'm not even a hard person. I'm just
guarded.
Yeah, that's it.
You just need a nigga to make you feel like in your soul.
I need I'm trying to get it. I lost that shit. I'm telling you, 2 years I've been like
I think
I'm in the streets of New York.
Yeah, like I run this fucking city, like Diddy. Because he run the city, baby.
He did.
He run the industry, too, I heard. I don't know. Listen.
I think you probably in the phase of your life where you just trying to figure out shit, and then you come in more in touch with yourself, and you about to feed into yourself. And by the time you feed into yourself, you can feed into something.
Yeah,
like,
my kids I'm getting older. I'm lonely. They leaving me.
My new meal for these niggas is Rasta Pasta. And bitches be cooking chicken alfredo out the jar. That's cheating.
Yeah.
Make it from scratch, heavy cream, Parmesan cheese. Yeah, I'm teaching y'all hoes.
Hey, from scratch listen, if you cooking from scratch, you a special woman. From scratch, you are a special type of woman, for real. Don't let nobody tell you different, you know what I mean?
You got to put the food on before he comes,
yes.
Right? So it could be cooking. Then when he come...
Come on,
put the game on from him.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with niggas that play games.
No,
I can't do it.
I mean, like, put the game on, put basketball game on.
Oh.
Because that's low-key, that's my love language, too, watching the basketball game with the with
that's
the
your love language?
Yeah, I love watching the basketball game.
You don't
game.
Watch no fucking
basketball. With the Jets and the Giants.
You don't watch no fucking
football,
basketball.
I'll
that's
watch the game.
Great. The you like fun. You more fun than me. Because I want to watch documentaries with niggas and shit.
I watch a documentary before I watch the game.
That's me. I like shit. I'm weird. Like, I look like I want to watch fucking videos and shit. I be into the weird shit. Who killed Kennedy and all type of shit. Fucking Black Panther movement. Niggas be like, Shorty, I got to go.
I got to go.
But I'm teaching you.
want to see LeBron dunk on these niggas.
I think that's dope. I think that's, for me personally, I'm not there. My attention span's like this. But I will watch the basketball game and the football game during playoff season because I see niggas getting competitive. And I realize I'm also watching the basketball because these basketball niggas is fine as fuck.
Yeah, they look, damn, they look. Drea got her one. She good did. One. She did her yeah. big one with that little young thing. Like, so what? She living her life. She happy. She went through your, once you go through trauma, once you go through everything in the beginning.
Yeah.
I can't kill her. Don't get mad at me because I like beginnings.
Bro, I'm about to say, so that's what she did. She went to the beginning. She was like, I got to get him early.
She's like, let me read. Let Yo, me
when they mind not all fucked up.
Fuck it. Secure the bag. I don't want to go to work.
I mean, but if a nigga do it, though.
Stay tuned next episode for Wolf to tell us if a nigga, niggas do it.
I know. That's the problem.
Because what's the nigga that did it?
That's the problem.
You want to start from like Elvis Presley, all those guys, all they dated young women. Girls from 14. What was the other country singer name?
Yeah.
He really had like a fucking 12 or 13 year old wife. Mm. Let's stop acting like this is just in the culture of our culture.
Nah, hell no.
This shit has been going on since
men been doing this.
Back in the days.
Mm. I mean, like, yeah, they've been doing that. But it's wrong, though. You know what I mean? We know that it's wrong. So, like, I don't know if what she doing is wrong because he's still a grown-ass man.
Yeah,
you know
he's grown. I
mean? Still grown. But
he ain't 14.
The first topic is, how do you know when you're losing interest in a person? And I'm going to say, for me, it starts when I start leaving you on scene. Like, when I like you, I'm running across that phone. Excuse me. Got that fucking phone. But that's a good one. When I'm like, Fuck nigga.
Yeah, like, damn, what the fuck this nigga want?
Yeah, like, stop texting my phone with that like, clown shit.
Niggas, yeah. I's a nigga right now, like, he, like, nigga, I gave you my number. That don't mean I even like you. Like, you was just in my face, and I felt like, all right, let me give him my number. Then you in my DMs, like, I knew this wouldn't work. Nigga, I ain't even talk to you. What you mean? Like, we text a couple of times. You was talking to yourself.
Niggas think, hey.
When you lose interest with somebody, it's just everything bothers you. Like, you don't even care about me. Although I be acting crazy and shit, I still love to come home and cook for a nigga that I fuck with. Somebody that I love.
Mm-hmm.
And make, after, it's like, nigga, it's Franks and Beans in that bitch.
No, hold on now.
Like,
Franks and Beans is my favorite meal.
No, but considering me making oxtails and, like, you know.
That's crazy. Niggas Franks and Beans in that bitch.
The kids be like, you don't like daddy no more, do you, right? We know because we always suffer.
Yeah, look, we all suffer because of this nigga.
No, I'll be like, go get some Chinese food. Y'all good.
Y'all good.
It's a little money. You know what I'm saying?
But everything turns.
Yeah. Your attitude definitely does change. Yeah. It's so bad.
Even sexual, like, I can't even have sex. I have to think about something or I just wanted to hurry up. That's when you know, like, if you leave, I wouldn't even. And that's what happened to me. That's what happened.
Have you ever been, like, having sex with a guy and you have to think about, like, another guy that you were actually more attracted to get off?
Yeah. I just zone out. Or I zone out. Sometimes I zone out.
Where you
zone out. The nigga gotta be like, yo, it's over, Bob. They gotta tap me like,
hey,
yo, wake up.
Like, oh shit, we finished off. Damn.
I don't, cause you know why? I talk about sex a lot, but honestly, sex could be the last thing to me. Like,
I agree.
I've been there and I've done that. I was outside. I was a young girl. I was going crazy. I ain't fucked a lot of niggas, but I did a lot of things.
Yeah.
And it's just like, now it's like, if I do it, I want it to be memorable. I haven't had sex in a long time that was memorable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's a connection.
Like, it's a really big, like, damn, should I text him? Like, damn, like that.
I'm still in my celebrity seat. I can't even say it. That's how you know I'm like.
What's up, y'all, man? I'm killing these words.
Celebrity,
nigga.
How long?
2 weeks. But, I mean, does sucking dick break the celibacy?
That's still sex.
Is it?
He could still ejaculate. He could still come while you sucking it. That's sex.
So now I gotta give these niggas blue balls. Cause if he don't come, it ain't really sex.
So what's your reason for not wanting to have sex?
My adult answer is I don't want to be I was psycho in my past, so I get attached. If you fuck me good, I'm marrying you. We in love. You the best. Like, come on. We're together. But I don't want to mix good sex with love. Because the next person I want to be with is somebody who I know will value me, appreciate me, and...
He could have no good sex. He could...
Yeah. No, he has to have good sex. Oh. That's part of the criteria. But... You have to show me that you want me. You have to show me that you have to earn me. You have to earn me being vulnerable. You have to earn me being submissive. You have to earn love. Like, yeah. I need you to go hard the way I would go hard for you. And I'm always presenting myself out there first and saying, hey, I could do this for you and I could do that. But, and it's Beyonce's fault. Because I was listening to Upgrade You and she said, I could do for you what Martin did for the people.
So you
and
push.
I thought... She said, be a clown and do. And then she got a song called Sugar Mama. I could be a little Johnny Rancher that you get from the corner store. She was talking about tricking, and I felt like she told me the trick, and that's my problem.
See, that's a problem that I never, and I'm honest about a lot of things. And niggas know, that bitch is not giving me nothing. Like, matter. They say, like, I'm older, and I am attracted to younger guys. I don't know. I like young guys. I mean, I don't give a fuck what people think. Like, hey.
But you never get nobody.
No, what? Ask me for who? I bought a nigga Tim's one time, and he never came back.
That's
expensive. Yeah, like,
They said don't buy a nigga shoes because they walk out.
And he did. I said that before.
I gotta come burn your shoes.
What? I'm burning that house with all the shoes in there. It's like, I used to be like that, hey, but now I'm not even on it like that. I don't even think about being in relationships and stuff.
You don't want to. Do you think you can find love one more time?
The love that I'm looking for probably don't even exist. I think I've been through so much that I'm requesting so much, which is gonna leave me single like I am now.
What do you request? What is it that you're looking for that might not exist?
In my world, first of all, a good listener. A lot of men that I've been with, they didn't listen. That's why I talk a lot. I talk a lot, and they still didn't listen. So it was like, all right, then that started putting me in the shell. But just a good listener. The simple things, the things that I never had.
Okay.
It'd be the big things that I had that I didn't give a fuck about.
Right.
You know?
Right. I get that.
That's why I made a lot of mistakes of messing with men. Maybe who wasn't like the guys that I used to be attracted to, but they didn't have what they had. Mm-hmm. But them niggas is worse too. It's like, what am I doing here?
It's not greener on the other side always. It's really not,
at all.
I get you.
So, but there might be somebody out there for you.
There probably is somebody. Like, I just want somebody that's going to treat my kids right.
That's a word.
I don't want a country Bama. Or if you come from a country Bama background, but come on, you said that down south somewhere.
Yeah, a good country bumpkin. Mm-mm. But look at Wolf. Wolf is a country bumpkin.
But Wolf is country.
You don't want a down south guy?
Yeah, I don't mind. My first kid's father is from Norway, South Carolina.
You just don't want like a nigga who's like maybe
who got overalls on that that's sweating.
Look at Mr. Brown.
Go get that bit out there and that 47 cent out that glove compartment.
I believe meeting like Wolf, I believe there's good guys down south.
Yeah,
like because. New York, you get straight fuck niggas. I'm pretty sure there's fuck niggas.
You from Texas, so...
I'm from Texas, yeah.
When you say down south to me, I get South Carolina. I don't get... I know Texas is the south, but...
So, yeah, strange, though, because we're literally the bottom of the United States. That's the south. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So y'all call Texas considered and it's, south.
Yeah, see, that's a East Coast thing, though, because, like, when you think about, like, Carolina and shit like that, like, traditionally, like, you would definitely think Texas, Memphis... You know what I mean? You would think Louisiana, you know what I mean?
Mississippi, Alabama.
You know what I mean? So it's like, honestly, I didn't think Carolina was the South till I went there.
I think it is. I think because Texas is close to Mexico and growing up, we was all like, all the motherfucking Mexicans, they live in Texas. I know that food is good down here. Like,
yeah.
It's really an El Paso.
El Paso, yeah, for sure.
Isn't that a sauce?
That's what I thought. El Paso is a brand.
Or cheese at Chipotle.
No, it's the brand.
Oh, that's El Queso.
It is the brand, though, for sure. Mm. Yeah, it's all Mexicans down there. And then, like, when I got here, now we talking about Spanish speaking people and shit. But like, then I got here, then I was like, Dominicans, Cubans, Panamanians. Oh, yeah. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I ain't know nothing about
you. Don't
this
look
shit.
Like an average down south guy. Like,
what does an average down south guy overall. Look like?
Like, I'm just no, it's not even with the overalls. Even just, you don't look like you're from down south. You look what like you're from New York.
I really appreciate when New Yorkers say that. My whole life, I've been a fan of New York everything, though.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I was trying to look like I was from the
East Coast. Are you a fan of these rent prices?
It is what it is, bro. You got to pay the cost to be the boss here. You know what I mean? Like, you either...
We trying to get to Texas. You trying to come up here.
Hello, and Texas got expensive.
Nah, but you know what? It's, even though it got expensive, it's way cheaper than this shit. Yo. Like, if I was paying...
You gotta, it's sad to say, but people are together because of rent. People are together because of everything being so expensive.
Relationships.
Yeah, like, it's like, all right, we just gonna do this. We just cheat and just come home, yeah. Do whatever we gonna do.
We're gonna change this segment title from single, married, rent, relationships.
Relationship. I mean, because niggas gotta work together though in New York. It's different here.
And then they lie when they give you their number and they tell you that they live with their roommates, little lying motherfucker. Like, niggas be like, oh no, that's not my girl. Everybody in the world done sent me the pictures and everything, and niggas talking about, she my roommate.
Oh, this got very specific.
You rooming and mating that pussy.
Yeah, you rooming and mating.
You grooming and mating. It's a lot like of grooming going time, on.
Grooming and mating. Ruminating.
This is why I have a problem with trust. Like, and this is why I'm single. I cannot give no man my all. I cannot give no man. I don't care if he comes here in a white sheet and say,
you got to, bro.
I can't. Because
that's going to, not being able to give your all was going to keep you from actually being with the guy that you actually want to be with.
And I know I ran into like plenty of the right guys. I trust me. I know. And I just
can't open up to him.
I just, like...
You gotta get to the bottom.
And me, even when I want sex, I'll fuck a nigga and honestly won't never even call him no more. I have no desire to even want you again.
Why?
I don't know. Like, and this is real shit. Like, I tell my sisters this all the time. Am I losing my sex drive? I don't even think I have nothing to do with that because I could please myself and feel good. It's a mental thing. Like, I'm so jaded. I have men. Yeah. Men are to me, like, right now, they're just, like, a statue.
Yeah.
Really? So, is it because your last relationship or is it possibly because...
It's all of them, I'm assuming.
A lot of it plays with everything. Like, my age.
Mm.
I'm like, I don't want to love nobody. I'm 43. The fuck? I hate seeing people having weddings at 50. Like, what? You got a grown-ass 30-year-old, the ring boy. That shit, I don't want that to be me.
You don't
want to
get married again?
No.
Okay.
I mean, if you need your papers.
Hey, call me.
Call me.
Call me. We can make it real.
I don't know. I need to have somebody has to understand that it's not going to be easy with me.
Mm.
What does that mean, though?
Like, it's not going to be an easy thing. Like, I need somebody that's going to break that ice. A lot of men don't have the patience to stick around for women like me, and I respect that about a man. Like, I'm glad you're telling me that. I'm gonna tell you I got baggage, but I think I got rid of the baggage. Now it's blockage. It's not baggage no more. So I'm blocking something. I need to just let my walls down.
Yeah.
But I'm still keeping my word. Next nigga break my heart, nigga, I'm booming your ass. Like, I'm dead ass. I don't know, because I'm like, and then my kids, I think about them too. Like, I have two older sons, and they 27, 23. It's right. Like bringing a guy around. They still live with me, and I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't push your kids out.
Right.
Then I got the little ones, and I think about God. I don't want him coming here and my son say something crazy. Like, I just think about everything. So that's why I'm single. But my sons be like, you need a, the little one be like, you need a boyfriend now.
Mm-hmm.
You're watching freaking Speed,
right.
The streamers and stuff. I'm watching it. It's like,
I feel like only God knows it will come your way, and you just need the right person to make you feel safe.
Yeah, because sex don't make you feel safe.
No,
sex just makes it makes it available. Yeah, like it's just there.
Confuses things. If
anything. Yeah, it's a temporary feeling. I don't want to feel.
It's not sustainable. Like
yeah,
it's not real. You can't build anything on top of sex. Can't build shit on sex.
So I'll just be a whore until then. Now let me stop.
How do you know when you're losing interest in the person?
She said it perfectly. Like, when you losing patience for them, like when you find yourself getting like irritated faster, agitated faster, frustrated, all that shit. You know what I mean? Because like when you care for somebody, you love for somebody, you got like a not overabundance, but you got a lot of understanding. You know what I mean? You give them grace. That's the word. You give them a lot of grace. And when you find yourself at that point where like you don't got no more, it's like you don't let them slide, bro. You don't let them slide. You don't try to understand.
You don't go out your way the way you used to.
You know what I mean? Everything upsets you now. Now it's like everything's 0 to 100 when that's not the way it's supposed to be, for real. You're supposed to be understanding and give your partner grace.
The Texas is dry. Fuck, like, hey.
Yeah, now, like one word text, simple text and shit, like, or you don't respond at all. You know, those is, and I don't think that it's impossible to come back from that. I'm just saying that's just answering the question matter-of-factly.
I just think, and that's how all these niggas is, play a role or lose your position. Because my problem is, the moment someone else gets my attention,
that's it.
You are done. And my attention span is really short.
Really? Well, hold on. We're not talking about relationships?
I mean, I'm talking about play your role or lose your position
in relationships. So this is your boyfriend. And you saying, like, if somebody else get my attention in this moment where me and you not really, it's dry. It's a dry season for us. You saying, like, I'll fuck around and fuck with another nigga.
I think there are...
Yeah, clean it up, nigga. Clean it up.
No, because I'm just being honest. I think, and I always say, if people get cheated on, there has to be a reason, right? I believe in the business aspect of, I bring the corporate into my relationship. If I communicate to you something 3 times, it's like a job. I don't like doing something. I don't like my job. I communicate to the boss. The boss is not listening. Communicate to the boss. The boss is not listening. Went to HR. HR not helping. Went to the execs. The execs ain't helping it. I have to look for a new job and go to other job interviews. And that's...
Y'all niggas is jobs.
They are fucking jobs. You feel me? So, manager and I'm documenting you and I'm telling you, hey, this is not... I need you to do better this. I need you to do better here. I need you to do better here. And you're not doing better. I have to do what's best for me. Now, cheating is not okay. However, if I'm already not happy and frustrated and I communicate to you, but I'm at work and then someone else is whispering in my ear and I say, and I accidentally, a shoulder cry was a dick to ride on. And that's my favorite famous line.
Yeah, you love this line. And that shit gonna get a lot of people in trouble. Don't try this shit at home, y'all.
They do, though.
I went through that and I know... the guys probably went through that I was with. Like, you at work, people paying you attention. New attention is everything.
Yeah.
For a female.
Yeah.
I don't care if females say no. I know. If I'm in love, love has nothing to do with attention.
I like that. New attention is everything.
Love has nothing to do with attention.
Mm-hmm.
You could be madly in love. What? You just get your hair done. Niggas is on the corner. Hustling.
You can be madly in love.
You can be madly in love. And any attention, women, all women are attention seekers.
Oh, goodness.
Trust me.
I don't disagree with you.
All women are attention seekers in some sort.
It's the madly in love part that got me.
But you could be madly in love.
Yes, that.
But like I said, new attention is everything to women.
But this is the part I'm trying to figure out, though. You're madly in love.
Like, two people could be at home in a good space. Like, Let me tell you, cheating is done when two people are in great spaces, because nobody's never going to question nothing. That's when the most cheating...
Oh, wait.
That's when the most cheating is being done.
No.
Trust me.
Shit, queen.
Nah. I gotta dig deeper into this, you know, because I don't understand. So you saying that if people are happy, these are happy people, that cheating gets done when people are happy. That's what you're saying.
Yes, because I feel...
But why?
Yeah.
I'm happy. So that means I'm not going with...
Because cheating is a feeling. Cheating is an emotion. It's not a feeling. It's different.
Cheating is an emotion?
I think, yeah. It's a feeling.
Cheating isn't...
It's a feeling. When you cheat, it feels good.
Lust is a feeling.
Right. So when you cheat and you lusting, you're not loving. Because if you was loving somebody,
okay,
you know, you wouldn't be, it wouldn't be cheating. You'll just have another. I believe you could have 2 relationships with one person. You're just in another relationship with another person. You're not cheating. Cheating is different than being in a relationship with two people. Yo, I cheated on my bitch, but I ain't cheated on. It was a one-time thing. Opposed to, yo, I got these two bitches here. I don't know what to do. I'm taking care of one home. I'm taking care of the other home.
So you're saying one's cheating and the other's
yeah,
not?
So, yeah,
no, it's not. They're not cheating.
No, it's a really big difference to me.
So hold on.
Because I could step out on somebody I'm with and just do it one time and that's it.
And that's not cheating?
It's cheating.
Okay, all right.
But if I step out to a crib that I'm paying for with my
cheating.
Side bitch,
that's also cheating.
That's being in a whole nother relationship.
Well, it's all cheating, but that's like obviously way worse for sure.
Yeah, I don't call that cheating.
But I'm just, let's go back real quick. I'm just trying to understand the part where you could be madly in love.
You can be definitely, because you can't control the feeling. You cannot control that. You cannot control that. Listen to me. I know guys that have really good women at home and they have everything that they need in a crib.
They don't, though. That's why they're cheating, because they actually don't have everything. Something's
missing. They could have everything, but that's a...
I mean, yes, they can.
Because they're being selfish.
No, listen, like...
Or they know that. They know that I'm in a happy space. I'm telling you, I have thought about this, too.
Some people do cheat, and there is no real valid reason. Like, I'm not saying that doesn't happen. But what I am saying is it doesn't make sense to be madly in love and then cheat. So it's like, well, why are you cheating? So like you said, the cheating is not the emotion. Lust is, right? So it's like you're feeling very lusty, but it's like... Why are you feeling so lusty when you're madly in love, which means you're fucking the person that you got? You shouldn't feel lusty when you're madly in love and you fucking that person. Unless you're a nympho, that's a different thing. Now you have like an inquenchable thirst of sex that is like, medically, it's like this one person just not going to do it for me. Like, that makes sense then. You know what I mean? But if I'm madly in love with my partner, which means we fucking. If you're madly in love, y'all got a healthy sex relationship. But that sex is not enough to the point where I'm just going to be, I got to fuck somebody else.
Some people cheat. I'm telling you, I've been in situations that I was in a really good space and attention. I got attention.
What?
I'm telling you, women, that's our weakness.
I understand this though.
That's our weakness.
Trust me. I had an argument with a lady a couple months ago about that. And she was trying to make it seem like, yeah, you be fucking with them young bitches. That's why you think that. I was like, no, like attention. Like you said, it's very important to women. I understand how important it is mentally. But it's just weird, though. It's like, this might be ignorant, but like if a woman is madly in love with me, she's not cheating on me. And that's just like, I'm standing on that 1,000%. Because it's like, based upon what? Because a nigga is like, That's kind of very young-minded, realistically. It's like, the intention is like so, like, but you've been getting attention all your life. You know what I mean? So, like, why is it now so?
Because women like new attention. Like, men like new pussy. Mm-hmm. You could be madly in love, but you could be fucking the same pussy, and you could be bored in a relationship, but you love your girl so much. Mm-hmm. That happens. A lot.
Well, he's not madly in love then. He just loves her. You know what I mean? But he's not madly in love with her though. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
And getting bored over pussy is kind of like, even that, like it'd be deeper reasons for everything. So it's like, am I really bored or was I never really that attracted to her in the first place?
And that's what I think.
You know what I mean?
Mm. I think that happened with me in my relationship. It's just, sometimes two people don't want to be the first ones to say bye.
Exactly. Mm. Come on. It's deeper reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I'm bored with somebody that I'm madly in love with. That really doesn't make sense.
And sometimes you'll be in a situation like, damn, I put this person through so much. I can't do this. I can't. Yeah. Like, I gotta, yeah. I can't. Like, yeah. This is going to be over the top.
But it's really time to move away, though.
So that's when... the cheating start. Now, that's when you start not caring.
That makes sense.
That's when you just like...
That's when I start not caring, that's when the player role or lose your positions to come into effect.
That's when you come in. This is when you come in home and you still be talking to the nigga like, hey, babe.
Yep.
Oh, that's when you at your best. You that's doing the big one. That's when you doing your big one.
And the nigga's in your ear. That punk ass nigga at home still?
Right.
He in the house? Yeah, he right here.
Yep. Damn, shorty. I hate seeing you like this.
Why?
You hate seeing me like this? Oh my God, I'm in love.
That gets you going.
I remember.
I'm just being a female, and a lot of females don't like to speak about females, but
nah,
We are emotional, and trust me,
listen,
we get the party started.
Yeah. I think attention is most key for a woman when she's vulnerable. That's my thing. Because I understand how important attention is to a woman. Like, I get it, for real. But, like, when a woman's vulnerable, that's when the attention is dangerous. Because at the same time, I know a lot of women, it's like, yo, my Nick tunnel vision. Like, this is my nigga. I don't see you niggas. My nigga could be 5'7", nigga could be 6'5". My nigga. There's a lot of women who feel like
that. A lot of women. And I believe a lot of women can, but men sometimes makes a woman feel vulnerable.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
If
she's vulnerable,
I'm going to just say the opposite, because it could be both ways around. But
You can make your partner feel vulnerable because of what you're not doing.
What you're not doing. Exactly. You're not 100%. Never coming home. Mm-hmm. You're always out partying.
Always out partying.
So now I'm vulnerable. So now I'm an easy catch to the next person because 100%. I want somebody to hear my cry. 100%. I want to really talk to somebody and tell somebody.
100%.
Not that I want somebody to feel bad for me. But I want to be vulnerable.
Yeah, there's certain needs that are no longer being met in this relationship with that guy. And that makes sense to me.
And that's why a lot of guys leave, come back, leave, come back, leave, come back, because a woman is vulnerable.
I think what part of me in my last relationship was led off of lust. Like, the idea of how fine he was to me was, like, just have me like, oh, I got to be. Because my toxic trait is a fine nigga always got to be on my side, on my shoulder. Like, you know, about... A nigga, I just gotta be a good looking nigga.
Yeah,
and that is very shallow of me.
No, but that's your thing.
That's your thing. That don't make you shallow.
That's what you
like
do.
You like niggas that you super attracted to.
Yeah, because I told you, when I'm in missionary, I gotta see that face, and you bite that lip, and you...
And I don't want to be...
Yeah, like, what I look like... Oh, Wolf told me I can't call people ugly. I have to say they're hard on the eyes.
Okay, hard on the eyes.
I can't fuck somebody
in your mama's eyes.
But hard on the eyes, low-key, is worse, Wolf.
No, it's not. It just sounds a lot better. It lands up much better, for sure. They calling somebody ugly, nigga? What are you talking
hard
about?
Hard on the eyes is...
And
your hard on the eyes?
That don't even sound like a fun argument. Like, you know, when you be like, shut the fuck your ugly ass up. Shut your hard on the ass eyes up.
Now, context mattered, because he was talking about somebody that he shouldn't have been talking about, and I was trying to hold him accountable. Yeah.
Well, don't...
Topic.
Yeah, next. Well, what I also would say... Sassy, don't you let my mother beat. Wait, Sassy ate your mother beets. My dog ate somebody's mother's beets.
Beets as in the vegetable or in the beets as in Dr. Dre?
Wait, hold on. Can I just answer this real quick? Because I don't have no more money to pay anybody.
Beets? Sassy need to get beets.
Sassy ate beets the vegetables?
Because I was talking on my watch. Sassy done chewed up my mother's beets.
Like the headphones?
Yes.
Like, I'm about to beat Sassy's ass? How much is it, bro?
I don't know. She sent me a picture now.
I'm sorry. Tell me the price, bro.
Why did you wait?
Put Sassy on the strip.
Because I don't have no money, bro, like, to be paying for no beats.
Hold on, I'm waiting for what my mother
said. All right, I'm recording. Call me when you get home so I can talk to Sassy. You see, my life is just like rolling. My life is saying, give me money, give me money, give me money.
So you know change is coming, bro, because it's a lot of wild shit going on in your life right now.
All right. So thank you for the words of affirmation.
Always.
Words of positivity.
Gotta be positive, man.
All right. So the next topic is, how much of your past should you reveal to someone you're dating? And you're just saying you don't want to be in a relationship anymore, and you don't want love anymore. But let's say that does come. How much of that can you reveal to someone? Like, what are you revealing to someone?
Everything.
Everything,
because that's where I fucked up in my first relationship. I can't double back. Mm. Everything. Because I don't want later on down the line, somebody tell him something, or he sees something, or he finds out something on his own. I don't want to hide nothing from nobody. Listen, nigga, I got a couple of bodies laying around New York City. I'm not perfect, but I'm here.
Right.
And I'm trying. And it's either you going to fuck with it or not.
Yeah, for sure.
See, I'm open book. Like, when you know me, you know I'm a fucking open book. However, I know that open book could be used against me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to tell you my issues in a past relationship anymore, because if I tell you that, you could use it as a way to manipulate me or hold me accountable to something that I did before. So if I told you I cheated in my last relationship, you're going to hold that shit against me. And in the argument, I don't know, you cheated in your last relationship. I don't need that.
Yeah,
that,
the cheating, you don't have to, I don't feel there's no need to bring up your past relationships. Mm-hmm. I feel like that be fucking up relationships, the cheating. But I'm talking about as far as everything else, I'll be able to talk about, I'm a virgin. Those are my God kids.
Yeah. On a case-by-case scenario, like, why do I got to tell you everything? Because at the same time, you still deserve your, like, you got to have your own self-respect in the fact that, like, no, I don't have a perfect past. And, I've been through some shit, but why would I have to share all of that with you? You're not going to share all, I don't know everything there is to know about you. Mm. And I never will, you know what I mean? Because that's your right as a fucking individual, you know what I mean?
I just feel like with me, I would rather know if you got a diploma than you fuck 25 people. That's what I mean, like telling people. Stuff like that, I want to know. Don't hide nothing. Yeah. I had niggas tell me they had degrees and they come to find out, nigga, y'all dropped out of the fifth grade. Like, you ain't even got a junior high school. You ain't even got an elementary diploma to show me. Damn. Like,
said he got degrees.
Tell me that, because maybe, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But on some real shit like that, I don't care about your past, because,
you know. I'm the future.
I'm not 3 hours for nothing. Nah.
Have you, what's some things that you found that, what are some things that you omitted in your dating life right now? Like, I would probably omit that, the cheating thing, obviously. And another thing I'll probably omit is I'm going to start lying about how much money I make. Because before I used to go around boasting about it. I used to be on the podcast. I'm a six-figure nigga. Six figures is nothing nowadays. Like, especially if you live in New York City.
Yeah.
However, if I tell you I make 40K, you're going to look at me as a different nigga now. And you're not going to, you better not ask me for nothing. Because if you're asking somebody with 40K for a fucking trip, you're a selfish ass nigga. So I'm going to omit, because when I was leaving with money, I didn't find the proper love.
So you can share that. I don't know. That's weird. It's like,
you think you should share how much money a person, how much you make?
I'm going to share. Like, why not? What's the problem? Yeah. What's the big deal?
And some people that's in relationships don't make a lot of money, and that'd be hard. They don't want to share that because they feel like a person is going to judge you. Or sometimes people treat you like needy in relationships.
Yeah.
And that fucks up relationships too. Like,
yeah, I can see that.
You know, they treat you like you're struggling.
Yeah.
I don't want a nigga to love me because he feels sorry for me. I want him to love me because he loves me.
I know when niggas overshare with me, I use that as a form of manipulation. When my ex told me, like, oh, I never went on a vacation. We was flying out here. We was flying out there. I'm trying to show you what you never did in your last relationship.
Right.
And then, again, it's me taking away from myself to try and people please you and give you a fucking experience. Mm-hmm. But you was never pouring into me.
I do that, too. Like, I love, like... Because I'm broken. I'm still broken. I ain't fucking together. I'm like that in relationships. Like, I go above and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
When I know whatever they lacking in, I be thirsty.
Yeah.
And that be fucking me up sometimes. Because niggas, we don't look at it like we too easy, or we just looking at it like, damn, maybe this might help. Maybe this might make him appreciate me and I might feel good.
And they don't give a fuck about none of that shit. And I be thinking in my head, like...
Fucking fuck boys.
Yo, I be thinking in my head, they probably like... He probably like, yo, this is a dope boy right here. This man is dope as fuck. He did this. They don't give a fuck about none of that. Like, nigga, I done flew you out how many times in 1 year?
I never had that.
Yeah.
And that turned me off, too.
What,
like, I feel like at my age, like, I was supposed to experience certain things that I ain't even experienced yet. Like, that shit turned me off. Like, nigga, like, I don't want to talk to you for 28 days. Nigga, I want to, the second day, where we going, Calabasa? Like, I don't want to wait no more. I don't want to wait.
Yeah. I think,
I feel that. You want to get straight into the action.
Yeah, like, that's why I don't believe in... Mm-hmm. Knowing me for 8 months before we fuck. Nigga, we fucking now. I don't have time. Tomorrow's not promised. I'm tired. I'm tired of waiting. I waited for love and it didn't come. I've been single almost over 2 years.
Yeah.
If it ain't happen now.
But I think.
I feel you.
I'm lusting. I'm not even liking niggas. I don't even have a nigga that I'd be like, damn, I want to call him. It's like...
I feel like you low-key want to be loved.
I do want to be loved, but...
Yeah, all women want to be loved.
Can I live without being loved?
So do you think it's hard with all the attention you're getting now, going viral and people loving your show?
No, because it's very easy to separate a pervert for somebody that really want to... Mm-hmm. Like, I get mushy when niggas be in my DMs like, yo, let me just take you out. Fuck that drill fairy shit.
Yeah.
Mm. Let me just take you where you want to go. Because you always be saying you never been here, been there. Like, what, you want to do something different? A bitch like me, like, I want to go throw the fucking, the knives.
Right.
I like shit like that. That's the type of dates I like. Go bowling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care about all that fancy steak shit. Niggas be like, oh, let me steak you. There's a steak. Nigga.
Take you to Peter Luger.
Keep that money because you know you fucking fronting.
Yeah.
And we could do McDonald's. I don't have a problem with going to McDonald's with a guy I just met. The guy taking me on a date.
Mm-hmm. You don't have a problem going on a date to McDonald's?
Nah, it's just like we going to eat, we talking, we vibing, like, what's the...
Nah, I can't do McDonald's.
And maybe that's another reason why I never really had nothing over the edge, because I always tend to settle for...
Yeah, I think, because in my mind, as a woman, I think the way you should be looking at it is like, what does it say about the guy that would take me to McDonald's?
But what if I offer, what if we're going on a date and I'm like, yo, I don't even want that. Let's just fucking go to McDonald's or something. That's not fair for him to say, no, we're gonna go to a... Nigga, if I'm telling you let's go to McDonald's is a vibe, we could just...
But I don't think, you're not really that committed to going to McDonald's.
So. No, but if we do, then it is what it is. A nigga could take me to McDonald's
and
still got $1 million in his bank account. Like,
yeah, I get what you're saying.
He just could like the way McDonald's tastes.
Yeah.
I never really was into that. And then again, I never really... I've met a lot of dicks, yo.
Yeah.
Niggas that don't even offer to say nothing.
Yeah.
Niggas that say, who you live with? Nigga, my sons, and they'll fucking boom your ass.
Beat your ass.
Yeah, like... I never had... Now I'm meeting guys, and they're like...
You was married for 16 years. So... It's definitely hard to get back out there.
It's hard.
16 years, that's a nice amount of time.
We lived under the same roof for 16 years.
Understood.
Tell me my relationship was 16 years.
Yeah. Understood.
Probably was half.
Understood.
But when two people broken, they gonna hold that shit together.
Yeah.
He didn't know how to love me and I ain't know how to love him.
Yeah.
And serve him. I only knew one way to serve the nigga.
Yeah.
That get boring after a while.
And that goes back to what we were saying earlier. You know what I mean? It's like sex really isn't everything. You know what I mean? For real. Like,
I see it now.
You got to offer some different shit. You know what I mean? You got to offer more.
Like, nigga, can you backflip and throw the dick in my mouth? I even thought I was gay. I was calling my homegirl. Shout out to my homegirl, Charm. Because I tell her every day, I'm like, oh my God. I'm gay, yo. I swear I'm gay.
Oh, my God, I'm gay.
I don't feel it. Like, I don't get that. I look at guys. I don't have that feeling. I don't want to be gay all the time. Like, I just maybe a little bit.
Yo, well, since we have Wolf here, I'm going to talk for the Pillow Talk segment. And I want to say six things. I saw this on B Condoms. Six things that can happen to the penis if you don't have sex for a long time. Right? So, the first one is your penis decreases in size. You fuck your mans every night.
That's true.
Lack of sex causes the tissues around the penis to become less elastic, making the penis 1 to 2 centimeters shorter. Bitch, you not fucking me. My penis is small. Nah. Fuck is wrong with you?
Bitch, hurry up.
Yeah, you know,
fuck me before 12. Before I shrink. Niggas' dicks is small before that. They gonna use that as an excuse. Yo, nigga, I have sex in about 82 hours. That's why I shrunk my...
So
that's why it's little. Yeah, like, nigga, that shit, you was born little. And it's all right. I feel like I would make love to a nigga with a small dick if he kept it real. Small dicks is fun. They fun size.
I didn't say that. They non-boyfriend size dick, but...
Yeah, I mean,
pre-boyfriend size.
I don't like the guy that be fronting, lying, and then you be like, I was watching Waiting Till Excel the other day.
I never saw that one.
And the part where she was having sex with a chubby guy, Michael, he came soon as he got in there.
You know what? I'm not going to talk about people coming to
afterwards, class. He's like, so tell me what you're into. the cab. Goodbye, nigga. Like, I'm like, I don't like stuff like that. I don't want to have sex and lay down and lay on your chest and tell you all my plans. Because, nigga, once you lose that feeling, you going to start looking at your phone. You going to want
to
leave.
Like, yeah. I got to move around. You know what I'm saying? I got somewhere to be.
Not even just, like, don't talk about that. Don't be so regular. Like, that shit is so, like... Don't be routine. I hate routine. I hate a routine nigga. Just tell me anything else except how do you see your future? Nigga, I'm laying on. Yeah. This is so corny. Like, yeah, I don't want to hear this sure. shit.
That's their problem. They don't know how to talk. They get nervous and shit like that.
My favorite pillow talk is gossiping. I'm telling you all my friend's business after we done fucked. And then we just laying. I'm laying on your chest. And you, Simba, I'm Nyla. Can we feel the love tonight? And we just, let me tell you why I'm Shereema caught chlamydia. What you talk about during pillow talk?
It's just something that feels natural. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just something.
Baby, I had the dream.
Something that just feels natural.
Yo.
Something that feels natural. You know what I mean?
Like, that's natural to you, to gossip, to your nigga. Like, it's a natural feeling. It's a mutual feeling. Yeah, I talk about somebody as a subject. It's just...
Right.
There's no subject in asking me, how do I see my future?
My future is not with you anymore.
Hello?
I think that's something I learned from Horrible. I mean, I always done it naturally, but... Comfort after sex is very important. Like, I mean, if it's a one-night stand, get up, get out. But make sure you comfort that person. But protect them. Let them know, like, hey, I'm here for you. Like, that fucking is necessary.
For sure. But, you know, the thing is, like, some people, like, I think the reason why they feel like that is because they really, like, don't care about the person at all. It was like, thanks for letting me borrow your body for 40 minutes. You know what I mean?
So. Right.
That's what it
not
is.
Not 40 minutes. Some niggas 2 minutes.
I mean, yeah. You know what's weird? You know what's interesting to me? Like, when they say, like, the average man lasts, like, 7 minutes.
Sometimes that's all you need, though.
And I just be thinking, like, 7 minutes? That's old.
But when you say 40 minutes, are you thinking about, foreplay?
No. Not.
I don't think a lot of niggas.
I'm not thinking about foreplay at all. I'm just, like.
So, are you into foreplay or you just.
No, yeah, absolutely. I'm just saying, like, I'm not considering... When he said 40 minutes, that's
so
not included.
So, foreplay is another 40.
Right. 7 minutes? Like, that's crazy.
I believe it's a time and a place. Like, I believe if you're in the bed and y'all got all night, it might last 40 minutes. But if you know you on your lunch break and your coworker walking in, it's mentally you're gonna bust. Like, you're going to bust because you know you have to hurry up.
Yeah, for sure.
Your adrenaline is...
Yeah. And that's, like you said, mentally. The whole thing is mental. So it's like, when I know we ain't got a lot of time, we ain't got a lot of... So we're not gonna act like we do.
Okay.
But when you got time, it's like, act like you got time, my nigga. 7 minutes. Like, I'm not trying to shame...
Men predict... Men ultimately... predicts the last ending of sex, I believe. If it's something not enjoyable, you're gonna nut. I hate men that say, I'ma tell her, I'ma get up and leave. No, you're not. You're gonna bust that nut. As much as you say you hate it, you're gonna bust your nut.
Why would he say he's not?
Because men be trying to say, oh, her pussy was whack. I ain't even fuck her. Mm. I ain't even fuck her. No, yes, you did. No guy is gonna fuck no pussy and then not fuck them no more.
I could see a guy not nutting because he wasn't enjoying the sex. I could see that, though.
So what would be your excuse? Like,
to what?
To a female.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Maybe she's a pillow princess.
Yeah, or maybe, like, realistically, like, she got, like, really... dry pussy or something like that. Like, it's not as...
You'll just get up and leave?
Or you gonna still bust your nut?
I just won't come at all. And that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not even tripping on that. Like, it really is like... Shorty, you straight? Like, okay, cool.
What does that do to you? Right.
Don't do shit. It's just,
no, for the woman, if a nigga tell you, nah, this
don't matter. It. Don't matter what it does to her. It's like, you got yours? Word, you know what I mean? Like, this wasn't that great for me, respectfully. You know,
put
what
it
mean?
Back in the rye bread for you. take your
it wasn't great for me, but I'm like, I'm glad you good. And if you didn't get yours, then it's like, well, neither one of us did, and we just gonna call it a night.
So what if, like, you don't think you could substitute it? Like, you'll tell her titty fuck, y'all titty fuck,
you could
jerk me off. You
can run me some top for sure.
Yeah,
you definitely run. That's how you could supplement the situation for me. You know what I mean? You could definitely do that, but. If it ain't hitting, it ain't hitting. Like, the chemistry ain't. You
know? Women get offended by that, too.
They do.
Why he only wanted me to suck it? Men would get head and won't even have sex. So.
Yeah, but if it's not right down there, I'm...
And it's like, girl, you don't know you smell like that? I don't mind if a nigga be like, yo, shorty, you know.
Yo, shorty.
Your shit stink. Like, when nigga, I be telling niggas, like, tell them. Because they can't smell their own shit.
How do you let a woman know that she don't smell right? How do you do that?
It's hard.
That's some advice niggas need.
How you do that?
That could break a woman down.
I wouldn't say anything at all.
How would you want a man to tell you?
I would just leave.
Even though that's not the case, but how would you want a man to tell you?
Fuck.
I would just leave.
Go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom and what?
I would want somebody to be honest, but then it's like it shouldn't even have gotten to that point.
I'm sorry.
I should have smoked myself.
You know what I would say? On some respectful shit, I'd be like, hop in the shower real quick.
That would hurt my feelings.
Nah, I'd be like, hey, let's...
But there are some people that just, when they meet up, they automatically get in the shower. Sometimes that is the proper thing to do. Mm. Like, if we go to a hotel or something like that, and we've been out all
day.
But
some people don't, though. And like you said, if they're not aware of their situation, they should be, we grown. You know
they getting salty coochie.
They should get the cue. They'd be like, hey, yo, like, hop in the shower real quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be right here. You know what I mean?
But
that's respectful.
That's still embarrassing.
It doesn't matter, though, because it's like, it's embarrassing for me to have to act like I want to be.
Or you get in a shower. Sometimes men trick women too. They'll get in a shower and not say nothing. No, they'll just take a shower and seeing if the woman is going to follow. Like, all right, he's clean. Let me go take a shower too.
Mm, I get what she's saying.
I don't.
So you leave like, oh, let me get in the shower real quick. And she's like, yeah, you right. Let me get in the shower too.
Okay.
And then she get in the shower right after you.
I'm like, nah, let's get in the shower. Ain't together. No games playing. I'm
to
like,
let all that
I don't
want
to give you time to see it.
To let all that smell come out.
I said you hop in the shower. I let you hop in the shower real quick.
What if she hop in the shower, come out, and it still smell?
You in deep at that point.
To get in a compactor.
Yo, she went
the garbage.
She went from roast beef to a tuna melt.
You might just have to ask her, like, you good? Like, you got something going on?
Wolf could say it mad concerned. Like, he... I don't care however any nigga would say it. It'll be just very much like, damn, like, that would hurt your feelings.
Now, she not going to like it, but at that point, it's like, because we grown-ups, though. Like, I know this don't make you comfortable, but it also makes me uncomfortable to have to tell it to you and to not say nothing and deal with it still.
The nerve of you to put me in that position.
That's fucked
up. He going to say it like he her daddy. Yeah. He going to be like, listen, baby girl.
Baby girl, get your ass in the shower.
Yeah, right? Sometimes you got to be aggressive with women. Like, it's sad, but...
You got to be, always got to be firm.
Yeah, you can't can't be too nice. Yeah. Like,
have you ever had to tell somebody that this shit stunk?
No, I've never had to tell nobody that before.
I smell balls.
But I always say, salty balls is good.
No, one time I smelled shitty balls.
Shitty balls is
crazy.
Like, I like a little
balls.
You
know balls. They sweaty already, so then they shitty too?
Like, balls with a little Sazon flavor.
All right.
That's
Tardy.
Yeah.
Tardy balls. No. I smell
Sazon.
Like,
for the niggas who not in the East Coast, what is Sazon?
That's the yellow
Sazon
seasoning.
Sazon, y'all use it on the
no,
y'all
nobody down south uses Sazon.
Y'all use on
Goya Sazon?
Nobody uses
Sazon. Y'all slap your mama.
No, they use Lori's seasoning.
Lori's, and yeah, exactly.
Sazon's like a Spanish seasoning. So
it's
like,
yellow.
So you gotta let niggas.
I mean, it turned orange.
Yeah, you got some niggas who don't know.
Everybody use Sazon.
No.
Nobody puts that on burgers and shit down in
the south. We do. We put that shit on
that
every
shit
day.
That shit fire.
Pork chop, chicken, cutlet.
Fucking macaroni salad.
It's Sazon fire.
Macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, Sazon fire. I ain't know. It's fire. Yeah, go
ahead.
Yes.
So, again, this is not shaming the size of men if you're not sexually active. If you're a virgin, hey, if you're not fucking, I'm sorry for you, but make sure your dick don't. So number one is your penis size will decrease. Two, it will lose its shape. The penis has to be exercised regularly so that it can keep its shape and tone. Having no sexual activity or erection for long periods can cause the penis to shrink and lose its shape. So maybe do some exercises.
You got to do push-ups with the... You got to do dick up. So what you do? You put oil on it and you do it?
You know what's crazy? I raw dog it. I really don't got time to grab the oil.
What do you mean? What are you talking
about?
I don't really got time to get the
what
oil.
What you mean by that?
But like...
Spit?
I like...
Nah, sometimes I don't got time for that.
This nigga is different. You're a psychopath.
Like, sorry. Like,
so that's pain.
That is a psychopath.
That's pain. I'm like, you don't even spit started?
No.
Yo.
Hey, this nigga's a psychopath. You can't trust this nigga.
You sound like that video that's floating around now.
Of what?
They say it is Diddy and Meek Mill. It's like, you ain't hear that video?
No, sometimes I don't have time for that.
They calling him Freaky Meeky right now. It's crazy.
But if I do use oil, I would use the baby oil gel.
Yes, the green top or the pink top?
The pink top.
Yes, honey.
What you mean if?
Sometimes I don't, like.
What is raw? What does raw mean? Like dry skin to skin?
Like this hand right now.
Oh, you're, Billy, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, bro. I'm so sorry, bro.
Like.
I'm so sorry, bro.
Sometimes the lotion's too far and it be right there. It's
what
just
are you
like.
What talking about?
Who says, let me get up and get my lotion?
Nigga, oh, he took him out.
Something, nigga. You no lubrication, no nothing. You was a sick motherfucker.
Not even this to get it high.
Get it high. You a sick motherfucker. Yo. Jesus Christ.
The next one is your balls. Everything shrinks. Your balls also can shrink. In addition to the penis shrinking, lack of sexual activity can also cause the testicles to shrink in size over time. This can lead to lower sperm count and low testosterone?
Well, these niggas need lower sperm count.
Testosterone levels.
They need that one.
If you don't use it.
Oh, this one's crazy. Increased risk of prostate cancer. Research has shown that men who ejaculate more often have a lower risk of prostate cancer than those who ejaculate less often.
Mm.
Semen retention is not healthy for the prostate glands, and not having sex can increase the risk of prostate disease in men.
All of that?
Increase in risk of erectile dysfunction. There's a link between regular sex and a lower risk of developing erectile dysfunction. This means going for long periods without sex can increase the risk of developing erectile dysfunction in men.
Mm.
And the last one is, you can have sexual problems later. Just like a muscle, when the penis is not used, it slowly becomes weaker. Simply put, if you don't use it, you might lose it. Didn't we say play your role?
Now y'all niggas gonna be walking around talking about, see, now I'm dying because of you won't give me no pussy. I'm dying.
Resume sexual activities after a long period of abstinence can lead to performance anxiety, which can cause premature ejaculation. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't want to lose your penis, we advise you to get some action tonight or anytime soon, at least at the very last beat your meat.
Well, you better get the beating or you better get the bending. Whatever you gonna do, you better do it.
And don't do it dry, please.
And don't do it.
Don't be a psycho.
I don't think men really think about stuff like that, right?
Like what?
Like all those things. Like if
no,
I don't have sex.
That's why we here to share it. Like
they don't know. I just think they don't know, for real.
They say if women don't have sex in a,
for sure,
cancer, like a lot, they have a lot of problems because they're made to reproduce. They're supposed to.
Like you need to use everything your body offers, period.
Not everything, because sometimes my brain I'll be overworking it.
And the last topic is the life after 25. So this is our advice topic, where life get real at the age of 25. And we tell you signs of burnout. And I felt this last week where I did not have it in me. My body was hurting me. Mm. I had a lot of these symptoms like headaches. Mm. I was, my anxiety was out of control. Mm-hmm. And I had to literally say, when I come home, I'm going straight to sleep. I disconnected.
Yeah.
I drank a bunch of water and I felt better like within the next 2 days.
Yeah.
So signs of burnouts are headaches, feeling negative or overly critical, unexplained exhaustion, irritable, becoming physically ill, insomnia, changes in sleep patterns, endless anxiety, neglect and self-care, and feeling numb about life. So those are all signs of burnouts. And I think what you need to do is, again, make sure you get sleep.
Yeah.
Make sure you disconnect, whether it's from social media, whatever's stressing you out. I had like podcasts on my head, work on my plate, trying to figure out where to move on my plate. And I had to say, you know what? Dial in, focus on yourself. Your health is going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck everything that's happening. Throw on your favorite TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Caught up on Housewives. Yeah. And I had to take care of myself. So when you're feeling burned out, take a break.
And people don't understand, too. That wasn't one of the things. When you have a burnout, you get memory loss.
Yes.
That's really, really important. Because how the fuck are you going to be a podcaster if you can't even remember what happened 20 minutes ago?
Hello?
So that's a really... I suffer from that. So I'm going through burnouts, too.
2025, I cannot continue to work as hard as I've been working. I just can't. Yeah. It's not sustainable. There's a better way to make the money without doing as much. There's people do it all around this globe. You know what I mean? So, like, this year, I'm really going to make sure... Because I like live in burnout. I just live in it. I live in it comfortably. You know what I mean? And then it's like, I don't even realize it sometimes until like today, like I didn't have to come in till 3. When usually mm-hmm. I'm coming in like 8 o'clock or 7 sometimes, leaving at midnight. Wow. You know what I mean? And then I'm sustaining that for like
about it is midnight right now. That's the burnout right now.
Yeah, I mean.
And the other episode we ain't recording because that's a burnout.
But even today, like I felt better about it because I got to come in at 3 today. So mm-hmm. even like it's late, like this midnight right now is not killing me like midnight would have killed me yesterday when I came in at night.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I put a really big toll on your body. I have lupus, so I understand. And I be playing myself. Like, I'm not going to sit here in front. I'm not doing nothing the doctor tells me to do at all. I just feel like it slows me down to be on a lot of medication. When I rest, I get restless, and then I want to rest more.
I get you.
I notice sometimes when I sleep and I don't have to get up or I don't have nothing to do, I overdo it.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I wake up 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you need your rest.
Oh, day gone.
Like, you know?
But you got dreams. You got goals, though.
I have, and that shit ain't stopping it, but I understand what it's like when you have burnouts, because I have kids. Like, this shit is real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm well over 25, but I have kids. I want to focus on the show. I'm trying to just deal with life. I'm still mourning my mother, and she died in 2020. It's still like I'm still dealing with a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot. And so I understand, like, this shit is not easy.
It's not.
But there's regular people that have 9-to-5s that's going through the same shit.
Absolutely.
It doesn't even matter what career path you take.
Burnout is burnout.
Yeah.
Don't matter.
We got to take better care of ourselves. If we want to live a long life, and I feel like all of us at this table have so much in life that we need to accomplish.
Oh, for sure.
And we have so much more. We have another 40, 50 plus years to live. Yeah. And we're going to do
it. And mental health should be taken care of first.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like once you're in a good space mentally, any other problems that you go through, it wouldn't be as serious. And it wouldn't affect you that much because you'll be mentally ready
like
for that.
Some of the things that stress you, that, like, come to irritate you, it feels so much worse because you burned out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like certain shit, like, I might put a little extra on it, overreact to it. It's because it's like, I don't got nothing in me. When really it's like, this don't even require all that. So, mm-hmm. like, literally, like, not only is burnout for you, it's for everybody else, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, prioritize yourself so that you can make sure that you're just not overreacting to everything.
Yeah.
It's important, bro. I'm telling you, I'm no more burnout, bro. Fuck that shit. Like, I can work hard without burning out.
That's it? We got to work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say thank y'all for both joining me on my first solo show.
Come on, man.
You gonna come back?
I'm gonna come back. You never gonna be solo, okay? We good.
Thank you, bro.
Of course.
Thank you guys for joining.
Yes.
And listen, y'all listening at home, it's not over. The journey's just now starting. We got more great things coming. And I know Atlanta Bates said he want to come and do like 2 episodes. And I said,
hello? Atlanta Bates. Yeah. Okay, you told
me. Now remember,
they
said have sex. If you don't have sex,
your dick gonna shrivel.
I gotta make sure his dick don't shrivel. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, y'all. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and tell a friend.
Holla.
Peace, y'all.
Thank you.
That was gonna be so good.
Yes.
You liked it?
I loved it. Okay. I always ask Wolf every episode.
Me too. I say, you like it, right?
It was good. It was great.